This is the Truth Network.
How many of you out there listening to my voice have come to know Jesus through Christian radio? Have been blessed? Maybe you've been encouraged. Maybe you've been fed. Maybe you get, I get texts every day from people. Wow, who was that guy at 9 a.m.? Who was that guy tonight at 11 p.m. that said that message? Or even, on occasion, it doesn't happen a whole lot, but on occasion someone will even say, Stu, who was that guest you had on your program that was spinning a basketball and sharing the love of Jesus and led 100 people to Christ in that giant arena? Well, on the radio with me right now, on the podcast, on whatever your smartphone or your car receiver, however you're getting this, is a man of God who has carried the bright torch of Christ on radio for nearly half a century. And I can honestly say that he is a Hebrews 11 man for me, the great hall of faith where we read about all these great men of God. Well, he wasn't quite alive at that time, but he is alive in Christ today. And for half a century, this guy has been shining the bright beacon of the gospel across the airwaves in specifically an area known as Charlotte, North Carolina, a great market, home to NASCAR, home to the Carolina Panthers, the Charlotte Hornets, the Charlotte Sting, some wonderful organizations. And he's on the air with me right now, and there's some significant things happening you may hear about for the first time here, but we need you to be praying for the Charlotte area. But we want you to go, we want to go inside the heart of and hear the testimony of my man, my brother in Christ, mentor to me and so many, Tom Gentry. Brother Gentry, great to have you with us here on the program.
Thank you, Stu, and thank you. I don't feel worthy of that wonderful introduction, but I appreciate it, and I'm happy to be with you.
Well, you and I had lunch recently, and it was really neat how you, how humbly you said, "Hey, we're just the paper carriers. We're just the messengers, right? We're just putting God's word on the radio, and the Lord somehow has a way of working through His word." Tom, I mean, how does that even happen, brother? How can we be so privileged, right?
You're so right, and as I heard you doing the introductions to about having people phone, we get the same thing have through the years of people calling and actually saying, hey, I just pulled off the highway over here on Freedom Drive and asked Christ into my heart as a result of a program they just heard. So it is definitely a ministry.
There's nothing more encouraging than that. And, of course, there is some potentially discouraging news. There's a whole lot going on. I think that the three big things I want to hit on this program is, A, giving hope and encouragement through Christian radio. So we're going to actually do what we profess to do, you know, in our day jobs all the time in our ministries with radio, and give some people some encouragement, especially amid all this coronary virus and people are freaking out in quarantine and death and bedlam. We're going to give some hope that's found in Jesus. So stay tuned, friends. Number two, we're going to hear how Tom Gentry met Jesus through, of all things, can you imagine it? Christian radio. And number three, and we may start with number three, Tom, you got some pretty shocking news that's really sent shockwaves throughout Charlotte, even to me. I mean, I as soon as I found out, I was on the phone with you, and I was in your office the next day, and even Big Stu came with me, because we both are like, this guy's the legend. He's the Julius Irving, the Michael Jordan of radio, and he's been doing it for half a century, 49 years in Charlotte, Mecklenburg County, you know, that whole Lake Norman, Concord, Matthews, Gastonia, Mount Holly, Kings Mountain on Heaven Radio, AM 1240 and 104.3 FM. And Tom, but you got some rough news. Give our listeners a little update on that so people can know what's going on. And then, of course, how we can pray for you that. And then I want to hear your testimony, how it all got started.
Well, you're right, Stu. A short time ago, we learned that a developer purchased the 8 acres of property on which our radio tower sets. And that means the radio tower has to go away, which means that as of this coming Tuesday, March 31st, we will permanently sign off our 1240 AM and 104.3 FM and leave the air after actually 49 years. I've been general manager of this station and sometimes seven others at one time in the area. But it will leave the air, you know, permanently this Tuesday, March 31st, which does sadden me, of course.
Yeah, and so many listeners. It's amazing the love you're feeling from people. I just was so encouraged that you've been deluged with calls, gift baskets from people calling saying, hey, what kind of money can we send to keep you on the air? Talk about that and maybe how that's really blessed you and really confirmed God's legacy and how he's used you this half a century in the Charlotte market to promote the gospel of Christ.
Well, the feedback we've received, Stu, has been phenomenal. Yes, people have called and emailed, and they have indeed asked if they will giving money help? Is there any way we can keep the stations on? I mean, they just can't go off, you know, those kinds of comments. And they come every day, and I'm sure they're going to really start coming when people tune in next Wednesday morning and, you know, the stations are not there. But he's blessed us for these 49 years to reach people via radio. But, yeah, it'll be leaving the air, at least for now, as of next Tuesday.
Wow.
We're receiving, as I said, phenomenal feedback from listeners who literally many of them weeping, you know, when they call.
Wow. And so we've had an amazing relationship with you, the Truth Network partnership, over the years, you know, and we're just kind of walking, we're like carrying your bags, brother, because you've been doing it for so long, and you were gracious. When we came in with our Christian Truth Network format in Charlotte, you were so gracious. You took me to lunch, and you said, look, Stu, we don't have competitors in Christian radio. We're just trying to all win souls here, you know, and I've always loved your spirit, and we've, of course, worked together to make sure we didn't have the same programs on at the same time, and also, just, you know, honestly, the idea of, you know, someone turning on the radio and hearing the gospel and coming to know Christ and what you've done through Heaven Radio in Charlotte for so many years, Tom Gentry, it's just been a huge blessing, and so we're looking at ways we can, we're still there, you know, everyone, never know if we're going to get that call, just like you got that call, right? You just don't know what God's got in shore and plan for you, but we're going to keep it going, and we're working with you. We've been on the phone with you a lot to make sure we keep, you know, so many of the wonderful programs you guys have kept on the air on our station. And also, I've already told you this, we want to keep you around, brother. Because, you know, I walk in the door, they're like, who's this young buck? Who's this guy? You know, what's he doing here? This big, tall guy, you know, what's he thinking coming in here? Tom Gentry walks the door like, oh, Mr. Gentry, sir, can we offer you something to eat, some drink? So I'm just saying, I'm with Tom. That's what I'm saying. But we're grateful for your legacy, and we want to do anything we can to keep it going. And we're grateful for the friendship that will span long past, you know, the physical station goes off the air.
Amen. And may I say, Stu, and I'm not trying to be patronizing when I say it, but I could say the same for you. I know your heart is right. You're doing it for the right reason. And your godly father, bless him, what a kind, honorable, humble man he is. As we launched a week or so ago, it's very clear that you guys are in it for the right reason. You're trying to reach people who would otherwise, you know, there are a lot of people, Stu, that won't go into a church, but they will listen to the gospel on the radio.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's what happened to you. Tell us real quick. This thing's blowing by too quick. Tell us real quick how you came to know Christ. There you were spinning records as a country, western, rock and roll DJ, and something happened. Tell everybody.
Well, it is interesting that my first job was on 1240 AM, which has long been WHBN, back when it was WIST in Charlotte. And it was the top rock station in the city. I was 20 years old and wanted to be I was not a Christian at the time. I later got into country music radio, even had notions of maybe eventually moving to Nashville and you know, writing and being a part of the music scene there. And I think I could have, but the first child came along, and that can change your priorities in a hurry, as I'm sure you know. My mother, God bless my late mother, she, I know, was concerned about me. I went through that rebellious teenage period that many boys go through, and my father had to work away from home a good bit because there was really no industry, you know, in where we lived in the mountains and North Carolina. But my mother one day saw an advertisement for a school, a broadcasting school in Charlotte, and she said, Thomas, she always called me Thomas, she said, Thomas, with as big a mouth as you've got, I believe you could be good at broadcasting. And she ordered information from that trade school, is what I call it. And one thing led to another. And about a year later, I had my first job in radio. I was not a Christian at the time. I think I was a good person, but I had not yet asked Christ into my heart. I was working at a country music station. I've worked in television in Bristol, Tennessee, and was at a country music station in Columbia. And overnight went from playing Johnny Cash and Merle Haggard to playing J. Vernon McGee in the old-time gospel
hour.
And I thought to myself, who in the world would listen to this? But after 3 months of sitting there hearing it, I'd never heard in my life teaching that I began hearing on that radio station. God bless the preachers that came through our little mountain town, but they were not people like Swindoll and Stanley. I mean, they did their best, I guess, but I'd never heard teaching like I began hearing. And after 3 months of sitting there, the Holy Spirit convicted me to the point that I sank to my knees one morning in that radio studio in Columbia, South Carolina, and asked Christ into my heart. And I think that was 1971.
Mm-hmm.
But I like to say, Stu, that I truly am a product of Christian broadcasting. That's how I came to accept Christ.
Wow. What a testimony. What a legacy. Tom Gentry, thanks for sharing. Thanks for your heart. We're going to keep praying for you. And your days of ministry, brother, they're just beginning, because we're going to need your help to keep fanning the flame of Christian talk in the Charlotte Metroplex and all around. But a big, warm, hearty, Christ-filled, Spirit-filled thank you for your faithful service. Half a century broadcasting Christ across the airwaves in Charlotte on Heaven Radio, WHVN. Thank you, Tom Gentry, and thank you for your amazing friendship.
Well, thank you, Stu, and thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
I want to say a special thank you to a wonderful partner helping us advance the message of this program of the gospel. And the thank you goes out to MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has now opened his heart to say thank you as well. He wants to give you the opportunity to do what I've done. I've slept on this pillow. I love MyPillow. I sleep better. What would you give for a good night's sleep? Right now, for the first time, you can get deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. I'm talking about the MyPillows, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, and the body pillow. All their products right now, all you got to do is go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials. MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, and you'll save big. You won't believe the savings. Just enter promo code TRUTH when you get there. All these products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You can also call this toll-free number, 800-944-5396. Thank you, MyPillow, for partnering with us to advance the good news of the gospel. And thank you to all you guys that have checked them out and supported our sponsors.